The true number that will be on the table for the Army, Air Force, Navy, and Marines to use for actual new or expanded capabilities will be closer to $72 billion over the next 5 years. Defense Secretary Robert Gates.
Of the $100 billion identified by the military departments, approximately $28 billion will be used over the next 5 years to deal with higher than expected operating costs.
Gates says those unexpected costs involve health care and other military compensation, training, and maintenance on weapons and bases.
Nonetheless, the military services reform efforts have left them more than $70 billion from overhead and program savings to spend on high priority military capabilities. Funds that would not otherwise be available.
The Air Force was able to come up with $34 billion in savings. It'll use its share to buy more unmanned aerial vehicles, namely the Reaper drone built by General Atomics. The savings will also give them room to move those reconnaissance missions out of the temporary war budgets and into their long-term base budget. They'll also ramp up purchases of the Evolved Expendable Launch Vehicle for space launches, buy more Joint Strike Fighter simulators, and modernize the radar systems on the F-15 fighter fleet.
Finally, a major area of new investment for the Air Force will be a new long-range nuclear-capable penetrating bomber. This aircraft, which will have the option of being remotely piloted, will be designed and developed using proven technologies, an approach that should make it possible to deliver this capability on schedule and in quantity. It is important that we begin this project now to ensure that a new bomber can be ready before the current aging fleet goes out of service.
The Army found $29 billion worth of savings. In return, that service will modernize its fleet of Abrams tanks, Bradley fighting and Stryker vehicles, speed up delivery of a new tactical communications network, and improve its suicide prevention and substance abuse counseling programs. Gates says the Army will also be getting some new UAVs.
The demand from ground commanders for intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance assets continues to exceed the military's supply. In response, the Army will buy more MC-12 reconnaissance aircraft, accelerate procurement of the service's most advanced Gray Eagle UAVs, and begin development of a new vertical unmanned air system to support the Army in the future.
The Navy and Marines' $35 billion in savings will translate into some new ships. Gates says they're proposing to buy one more of the new littoral combat ships, a new destroyer, and an ocean surveillance vessel. Also, more F-18 fighters. Gates says that's partially a hedge against more delays in the Joint Strike Fighter program. They'll also spend on new electronic jamming systems, ramp up repairs of some of the Marines' equipment that's taken a beating in the Iraq and Afghan wars, and once again, unmanned aircraft. Gates says they'll develop a new generation of strike and surveillance UAVs to be launched from ships. He's also planning some new missile defense spending.
I'm proposing more funding for long-range defense interceptors that will support the phased adaptive approach in Europe and extend that level of protection to the continental United States. In order to improve theater missile defenses, we will also purchase additional advanced radar systems that have been requested by combatant commanders in Europe, Pacific, and the Middle East.
As we reported last week, DOD was able to come up with another $54 billion in savings from components outside the individual service branches. That money will be returned to the federal budget, though, as part of DOD's contribution to deficit reduction. Joint Chiefs Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen says he thinks the overall amount of cutting DOD will have to do over the next 5 years will be modest, even with reductions in the number of Marines and in the Army. He says he and the service chiefs are all on board with Gates' cuts and reprioritizations, especially given his view that the nation's long-term fiscal situation is a national security threat in and of itself.
It is about readiness. Not only do these reforms preserve essential capabilities, which is the highest priority of this process, but I believe we'll actually improve our readiness. We'll be able to do things smarter, more efficiently, and more in line with the challenges we face in the fiscal environment that we're in.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.